T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The state DOT unveiled their final design for the 198 last night, which will soon be known as Skajakwita Boulevard. Louis Haremsky is with the Western Skajakwita Coalition, who was at the meeting last night. Louis, what did you hear last night that you liked or didn't like?
Honestly, there wasn't much that I did like. It was a very disappointing meeting. It's the same design that they've been showing us for the last several years. They've taken very little into account from the public meetings, and it absolutely shows no innovation. And one of the things that we've pressed is for some urban planning study to be done in conjunction with this. Now, it's our feeling that this isn't just a matter of moving traffic, but that is the DOT's sole goal in this process. And what's most depressing about last night's meeting, and it comes from a quote that Matt Driscoll, who's the current commissioner for the Department of Transportation, made, perhaps to the Buffalo News. He said, "We can't undo what happened 70 years ago." Now, this is the man who, as mayor of Syracuse, led the fight to move the I-81 through the center of Syracuse. Now that he's the DOT commissioner, it seems as though there really isn't much concern with the local citizens. Why? They're going to push their own project. So,
doesn't there have to be some consideration given to a time frame here? There's been numerous public meetings. At some point, construction has to get underway and the work actually has to be done.
It makes no sense to push it forward if it's not the right design. I mean, we would love to see this thing done quickly. But to sacrifice quality for quickness, I mean, this is a generational decision that's being made, because this won't get changed for another 50 years. You know, it's not, you know, a project that, you know, 2 years from now someone says, you know, we could have done this better. Let's spend another $110 million. You know, this is it. You know, nothing else will change in this corridor. You know, well, I'm alive.
What's the biggest mistake, do you think, that they're making here?
Well, the biggest mistake is that they are using the term level of service, which means counting cars. It is purely traffic-oriented. You know, if you look back, this expressway never should have been built back in the 50s. If it were to be proposed now, it would never get approval. It would never make it through the Common Council. It would never make it through EPA standards. There are so many ways that this project is just wrong. When they did design it, I mean, they say they're trying to correct some design flaws in the roadway. Well, they've only taken the middle 2.2 miles. They have chosen to not consider the far end from Grant Street to the 190. They've chosen not to consider the east end from Parkside to the 33. Problem is that what we call the spaghetti, the interchange at the 190, could never pass design considerations now. It's horrible. You know, we've had trucks go over the guardrails. From a design standpoint, it's horrible. But they won't touch it because they can't design anything better. So our proposal has been to just remove it, disconnect it from the 190. Now, that's a very aggressive proposal, but it would also free up an incredible amount of land for development. The coalition feels that there's about, I think it's 92 acres along Tonawanda Street, and at the end that would be open to development. Riverkeeper, you know, would love to see, you know, the ability to clean up the creek, and they're moving toward the river. But what we see as a drainage ditch right now really was a navigable harbor, you know, a long time ago, and they want to take it back to that. And the DOT just refuses to consider things at that end, and that's why they truncated the proposal to not even think about what they would do with the western end.
So would you then just end it at Grant Street?
Yes. There would be a street. There would be a street that would get reconstructed and be at grade. And, you know, we commissioned an urban planning study to be done where you had, you know, people who think about not just traffic, but what you can do with the land. You know, and our corollary here is, you know, 20 years ago, who thought that you would see a traffic jam on the Buffalo River with kayakers and paddle boats and things like that? Well, the Skagitwa Creek is basically riverfront property. Everything that touches it is, and it could be the, you know, the North Buffalo aquatic waterway. And but you know, DOT stands in the way. The pylons for the elevated section of the 198 actually sit in the creek. Something, you know, the EPA would never allow to happen now.
Well, where do you go from here? The DOT says this is it. This is their final plan.
Well, the, you know, there are options open. You know, the traditional one that, that stops the project is a lawsuit. They're expensive, and you know, I think the DOT recognizes that that's there. But it's, you know, there are just so many parts to this that they have not taken into account. And I don't care if they give you a list of, you know, meetings that they've held over 12 years. They do it because, you know, the Federal Highway Administration requires it. They require it for an environmental impact statement. But the problem is no matter how many meetings you hold, if you don't listen to the people, they're worthless.
Lewis, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thanks for kind of sharing your insight on what you're hoping for. Lewis Haremsky is a member of the Western Skagitwa Coalition. Check out the renderings from what the state DOT says is their final version of the project for the 198 at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.